with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys Show each and every weekend on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are smoking it up all over this great state of Michigan and soon to be maybe on in Pennsylvania here, Bob.
That's right.
We're hearing, you know. So the Grilling Guys are expanding. But part of our nationwide reach is Bob gets to travel a little bit for his job. And over the years, he's become friends with a couple people that are what I would call great, great friends of our show. And one of them right now is on the grilling line. It's our friend, Cowboy Rob Russell.
What's happening out there?
Hey, Robbie. You go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website, you'll notice the top bar, the menu bar, there's a space called Board of Directors. And if you look up there and click on, you'll see all the important contributors to the show. And Rob Russell is one of those board of directors. So welcome back to the show. It's been way too long since you've been around us, buddy.
It's been a long time. Been a long time, but it's nice talking to you guys. And I suppose that's crappie joppy I'm hearing on the other line.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, Rob, I'm still here. But
we can't fire him.
Yeah.
We don't pay him.
Yeah. I'd make more if I didn't show. But anyway, how are you, man? It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good. And it's good. It got a little cold in Kansas today.
Yeah. Well, it's we got a little bit of the same. Mother Nature's not released her grip on us for the winter. We are officially in spring, and that brings about Easter weekend, which we're looking at this weekend. And one of the things we want to talk to you about is I remember eating a really wonderful Easter ham that you had prepared, and we want to talk a little bit about that and some of your secrets.
Okay, that's great, because there's nothing worse than going to somebody's house to sit down for Easter dinner and have them eating a dried out ham.
Yeah, this ham that Rob's going to talk about, we actually did at a few different. Remember those classes we used to put on around New York and Pennsylvania and different places?
Oh yeah.
When I first you used to tell me about this, and I was a doubter.
So let him.
And I'm like, forget it. But this is absolutely fantastic. So if you want to make a regular ham good, listen to this.
Well, first of all, you don't want to take any shortcuts. You want to. I'm sure you're going to get all the information off the website for the spices and so forth. And if you get those spices mixed up, put a little olive oil on your ham the night before. You can make your diagonal cuts, your traditional diagonal cuts. I like it because it helps hold pockets of good stuff. And just rub that ham really good the night before, with at least the night before. You can do it 24 hours with the spices. Wrap it up in plastic really tight, set it in the refrigerator, and that's going to absorb all those spices, and a lot of it's going to stay on the outside, and that's where you get that bite, that outside crust.
That's right. So these spices Rob's talking about are black pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, dry mustard, cayenne, and cloves. And
why is it that around Easter time is about the only time you ever cook with a clove?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You also take the full cloves, and he'll tell you at the end, but you dress it up.
Yeah, you can put your little eyed cloves around the ham, and it gives you that special Easter flavor, and it's just the added flavors. I mean, the ham is going to be cured and cooked already. So, the ham is the butt end of the pig, and if you get that and put it in your smoker, it's just going to be a pork butt. Everybody, you can't make a fresh ham unless it's cured. So that's the main thing, So basically you're warming it up and you're trying to push the flavors to the limit, and the secret to that is spice it 24 hours, get it out, let it sit for an hour, and cook it slow. If you're going to put it on your smoker, cook it about 200, 210, and cook it for about 6 hours. That's on a 6-pound ham, and just cooking it, you know, if it's 8 or 10-pound ham, just cook it an hour or pound longer.
Okay, you know? So you say a 6-pound ham. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are talking with Cowboy Rob Russell from Topeka, Kansas. We're talking about a great way to take a regular ham and make it. I'm telling you, this dude has done it for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and one of the biggest keys, Bob and Joppy, you know, cook that baby slow, because if you crank that damper open and you get it too hot, you're going to burn it and you're going to dry it up. And there's nothing worse than dried up ham. So cook it slow, baste it. There's a basting sauce on that recipe that you can heat up and have it warm. Baste it about every 30 minutes. Put a pan under that ham. That way it catches all that baste, and you can just kind of wallow it around in that, and it'll make it really, really delicious.
Yeah. Recycle it, right? You're going to just keep basting with the same juices that are in the bottom of the pan, just to reintroducing those spices and flavors.
So you're using this recipe, and I'll post it. It's got pineapple juice. Didn't we pin pineapples to the outside of them when we did it once?
We did do that once, but I think that's where we got in one of those weird states where they wanted to see that.
Okay. I think I'm remembering the Finger Lakes of New York, but it seems like I've got a picture of one we did like that.
Yeah, pineapple really takes it over the top.
Right.
I mean, don't skip a step in this recipe, because if you skip one step, or you don't baste it long enough, or, I mean, everything matters. Don't skip one step. If you don't skip a step, you're going to love this ham.
So the real question is Robbie, are you doing one of these for your family this Easter weekend?
You know, I do it. I do two
every
Easter, because by the time we get done eating the first one for the big family, there's none left for me to eat that week. So, yes, I'm going to do two more.
Now, have you ever tried this with a ham that's already pre-spiral cut?
It doesn't work. That's pre-spiral will dry out and be terrible. I have to eat one of those with my sisters at the second Easter.
you are a Southern gentleman, so you are going to be polite and you're going to eat that. But
and I know you're not.
You really don't want to.
I know you're not eating it at Beth's sisters. So
no.
So anyway.
Her husband cooks it, everybody thinks it's really good, but I've never had the heart to tell him it's dried out and tastes terrible.
Well, he probably puts it in for about 10 hours at 350 and just turns it into a piece of jerky.
It only takes about 2 hours at 350, and it's terrible.
Anyway.
Don't try a spiral sliced ham. Do yourself a favor, and, you know, those spiral sliced hams are great for sandwiches, but they're not good for baking or smoking. And that's just my opinion. I mean, maybe somebody's got a recipe out there that's great that way, but I've never tasted one.
Well, now, I've got to qualify this guy that's on the phone, because this man taught me more about barbecue than anybody in my entire barbecue career. This man and I traveled literally almost the entire country. We didn't do the West Coast, I guess. But
That was a little bit away from your range, Bob.
I guess you went out there without me. But we did barbecue all over the place, and I picked up so much from Cowboy Rob that I pass it on now on the radio. And so you've affected a lot of people in our listening audience, and that's why you're on the board of directors.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the board of directors, and we had a lot of fun. That was, what, like a 7-year period we traveled to the United States?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, your name came up. I'm working with American Barbecue Systems right now. They're giving us a great deal on 3 reverse offsets. You turned me on to that smoker as well. Well, this guy is a gem, and he's looking forward to hooking up with you again, too, because your name came up in the conversation, and you're kind of a Kansas legend. So expect a phone call from that man, because they're building a lot of great smokers, and I think you need some help.
Yeah, they've always built a great quality smoker, and I got to admire them for what they build. And if you're a barbecuer and you get anything in that offset box smoker, they're wonderful. And you just fall in love with them, and if you loan one to somebody, they'd never give it back.
There you go.
Rob Russell, Topeka, Kansas, God bless you. Have a happy Easter, and we'll catch up to you again.
All right, good talking to you guys again.
All right, likewise. Sir. God, I miss that guy. I really just miss that guy. He's so much fun to hang out with. And I tell you what, he's forgot more than I'll ever know about barbecue. Yeah, so he's just such a pleasure to talk with. Anyway, coming up next, we might smoke a turkey boob or breast. Stick with us. We'll be back.